From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. EU leaders meeting in Brussels agree on a plan to help Turkey deal with the region's huge influx of refugees. Luxembourg's prime minister tweeted news of the agreement late Thursday after talks in Brussels. Leaders were assured that if implemented, the proposed plan would not result in mass deportations. Disagreements over the plan were bridged, granting Turkey incentives to offer its help. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says atrocities committed by the Islamic State group in Iraq and Syria amount to genocide. He says the group targets Yazidis, Christians, Shiites, and other populations for abuse. The Islamic State group has lost 22% of its territory in the past 15 months. The monitoring group IHS Jains says the losses are due to increased military pressure against the group both in Syria and Iraq. Jains says the IS is increasingly isolated. Syrian Kurds declared a federal region Thursday in areas they control in the northern part of the country. It is a move that was immediately rejected by both the Syrian government and the main opposition group, the Syrian National Coalition. The declaration would unite three Kurdish-controlled provinces to create a self-run region within Syria. The declaration complicates Syrian peace talks underway in Geneva. Sudan is threatening to close its border with neighboring South Sudan. It says the South is supporting rebel fighters of the Sudanese government. A senior assistant to President Omar al-Bashir Thursday aired the accusation and the warning. The foreign minister of South Sudan, though, denies his government is supporting rebels of the Sudan People's Liberation Army. For more on that, check our website. It's voanews.com. This is VOA News. Saudi Arabia says it is ending its major combat operations in Yemen. The announcement comes a year after a Saudi coalition launched airstrikes against Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen. A Saudi military spokesman said the coalition will continue providing air support for Yemeni forces and help build an army. Top U.S. defense officials are launching renewed criticism of Russian President Vladimir Putin. They charge not only did Russia's military intervention in Syria fail to achieve its stated goals, but that it also is likely lessened Russia's standing in the region. The United Nations is appealing to the Syrian government to provide the permits needed to send humanitarian aid convoys into besieged and hard-to-reach areas and to allow a life-saving vaccination campaign for children to go ahead. The United Nations convoys have delivered desperately needed humanitarian assistance to nearly 260,000 people living in those areas. The UN, however, says it has not received permission to enter six areas, most of them government-controlled. Hundreds of thousands of people there receive no relief supplies. Jan Eglin is a special advisor to the UN envoy for Syria.
We are not able to get through medical personnel. We're not able to get medical assessment personnel. We're not able to do medical evacuation from besieged areas and even some hard-to-reach areas. So people are dying.
Jan Eglund. Following this week's primary election results in the U.S. presidential race, Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump are both strongly in the lead in the effort to gain their respective parties' presidential nominations. That makes it more likely that Clinton and Trump will be opponents in the general election in November. Trump has only two Republican rivals left, Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Ohio Governor John Kasich. Some Republicans are adamantly opposed to Trump winning the party's nomination. Democrat Clinton has shifted her focus from beating her primary election opponent, Senator Bernie Sanders, to attacking Trump. The party nominations won't be confirmed until the national conventions in July. North Korea has fired another ballistic missile just days after the United States imposed new sanctions on the North. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the missile flew 800 kilometers before crashing off the North's eastern coast on Friday. Earlier this week, North Korea's state media said leader Kim Jong-un ordered tests of nuclear warheads and ballistic missiles, some of them capable of carrying warheads. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.